We'll move to conservation. Chairman Bibbins is not able to make it. He has a child graduating from high school or something. So Commissioner Douglas, I think, has agreed to chair the conservation committee. And I'll pass it to you in a second. While we do conservation committee, we don't have anything in executive committee. Do conservation committee, and then we'll do lunch.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting? Motion by Mr. Dixon.
Second.
Second by Mr. Goffman. Any opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved. Committee item one, an update on the progress in implementing the water resources conservation recreation plan. Smith.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, a couple things I want to report on. Two land and water action items from the plan, both relating to prescribed fire that y'all had asked us to consider. I know y'all know how important prescribed fire is as a tool. We steward upwards of 1,400,000 acres inside this agency. Not all of that is fire dependent, but it is important that we're leading by example with the use of that tool on our own properties, parks, and wildlife management areas. We had set a goal in the plan to burn 25,000 acres or more before December of 2010. Through the second quarter, just to report on the progress, we're at about 5,400 acres. Now, that does not include 42,000 acres over in East Texas that our team worked with the Sam Houston National Forest on the WMA there that our team worked with. So just want you to know that the numbers probably are a lot lower than what they really are in terms of what's happening on the ground. Another goal that we have set within the context of the plan is to set up these prescribed fire cooperatives. These are these basically landowner-driven cooperatives to help one another implement prescribed fire, sharing people and resources in all 12 ecoregions. As of the second quarter, we've got 9 of those fire cooperatives set up in the state. Now, we've got 2 in South Texas and 2 in the Edwards Plateau. So basically, we've got 7 out of the 12 ecoregions covered right now with respect to fire cooperatives. By the way, tonight at the Lone Star Lane Stewart Award events, we're gonna recognize really the first prescribed fire cooperative in the state, the Edwards Plateau one that was set up by the Extension Service and Bush Taylor. That's just been extraordinary. So I want to call attention to that. But I think we are making good progress on both of these measures, and I wanted to let you know that. A couple of other things that I want to share with you. One, just quickly, an area of interest on the research side with inland fisheries. The inland fisheries team has been concerned about barotrauma, which is like bends and diving from bass that are pulled up from deep waters. Barotrauma. You've probably seen this in red snapper that are pulled up out of the depths with distended eyes and mouth. The concern is with, for example, in tournament fishing, largemouth bass that are pulled up from deep water and then put in live wells and boats and kept there for a weigh-in. There's not opportunity for that pressure to normalize. There are techniques for diffusing that gas, and our inland fisheries team are working on that, punching the swim bladder, et cetera. And so our fisheries biologists are involved in studies right now in concert with fishermen and a variety of fish organizations to try to alleviate that issue in tournament-caught bass. So very interesting and important application. I think our team is seeing maybe as many as half of the bass caught at a tournament could succumb to this. And so obviously we want to try to alleviate that. So very, very practical research, and look forward to our team reporting more on that later to you. Also just want to thank the law enforcement team. In May, when the sea turtles started coming to shore, the nest, April, May, we started to see some more mortalities in the Gulf, and obviously concerned about that, and our law enforcement team made a special effort to ensure that we were having sufficient compliance with the turtle excluder devices and shrimping boats to make sure that folks were not inadvertently catching up those rare resources. So appreciate the team's work on that, Pete. Last but not least, an issue that Commissioner Duggins has asked y'all to consider. This has to do with the San Jacinto Battleground. I think, as all of you know, we have 2 very significant and important capital development projects that are underway there. The creation of a visitor center, very important, identified in the master plan. And also, of course, the dry berthing of the battleship Texas. The approval process for the visitor center has been going on and on and on. The Texas Department of Transportation, which is managing that process, has asked Federal Highways to make a determination as to whether or not a full EIS will be required or the environmental assessment that's underway now. Again, there's some very stringent laws that are in place with the National Environmental Protection Act and the National Historic Preservation Act to ensure that we comply with all efforts to protect the unique archaeological sites. Commissioner Duggins has requested that the commission send a letter to the two U.S. senators from Texas, asking them to encourage the Federal Highways Administration to make a decision about the visitor center. An effort to proceed with due haste. And so he has a letter that I believe you'd like to submit. Would you like to add anything to that, Commissioner?
No, I think you covered it well. I do have the letter. Would encourage each of us to sign it, the senators, Cornyn and Hutchinson, to encourage the FHA to move forward as promptly as possible on the consideration of that issue.
Thank you.
Any questions?
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Are you going to pass it around and get people to sign? I mean, how do you want to do it?
I have it right here, and I'll pass it around.
Okay. And then we'll get the two commissioners on here.
Yeah, so we'll make sure that the commissioners that are not here are given an opportunity to sign it.
Yeah.
Okay. Item number two, land acquisition, Uvalde County, 110 acres of Garner State Park. Permission to begin the public notice and input process. Mr. Corky Cool.
Good morning. For the record, Corky Cool with the Land Conservation Program. This is at Garner State Park, Uvalde County. Y'all are fairly familiar since we purchased a piece of property there not long ago, west of San Antonio. This is an acquisition at Garner, and as y'all well know, Garner is one of the most popular, or the most popular park that we have in our system. If you look on the map where it says the Baldy Edition, that's what y'all approved and we purchased, and it is closed in our system a few months ago. That purchase kind of created a new regular shape along our southern boundary, so we went and visited with the two brothers that own the property to the west, and that's what we're talking about today. It has about 2,200 feet of Highway 83 frontage, about a half-mile common boundary with the park. We do have it under contract for appraised value. We're negotiating for a right of first refusal. They still own about 400 more acres there. And whatever mineral interest they own, we will acquire through the acquisition.
Where is this little 40? Is it farther south? Or, I mean, I don't know what I'm looking.
It is further south, okay. along 83 and just going south.
But that's contiguous to this proposal?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Any questions or comments? Okay, good job, Corky. I will authorize staff to begin the public notice and input process. Item number three is an easement in Parker County for 0.2 acres at Lake Mineral Wells Trailway. Corky?
For the record, Corky Coleman. This is, I'll talk till I get the PowerPoint up. Parker County is putting a loop road around Weatherford, and they have requested an easement for us along a portion of the trailway. But the Mineral Wells Trailway was right west of Fort Worth. The trailway is approximately 20 miles long and 100 foot wide, runs from Mineral Wells to the park and on to Weatherford, and provides great opportunity for hikers, bicyclists, and equestrian use. Parker County, like I said, is building a loop road around Weatherford. They plan to build a bridge over the trailway, but also along the trailway there's an existing in-use railroad track. So they have to build a bridge over the existing railroad track. They had approached us about buying a portion of the trailway. Instead, we negotiated it down to an easement to where they're just going to extend the bridge and get completely over it, except for a row of bridge columns that they're going to put on the trailway. Here's a little closer picture. The end of the trail is as shown there and connects to a city park, and all our infrastructure is in place at that station. And we don't have any future plans to extend the trail past that. But if indeed we did, that the easement is, says 100 foot by 450 foot long, that's a little misleading in that all they requested was 13 foot by 450 foot. And then the question came up, well, if they're going to build a bridge over it anyway, we will grant them the total 100 foot of easement, but they can only construct columns on a northern 13 foot running along the length of the easement. Does that make sense to you? At any time in the future, if we ever decide to extend that trail, there's plenty of room.
This is an old abandoned rail line, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Because it's abandoned. They're not using it now.
Right. That's how we got it.
They still have it. Okay.
Yeah. Any questions or comments?
This is the motion you'll see before you tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. No further questions or comments. I'll place this item on the Thursday Commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. Item four. Purchase of a utility easement in Bastrop County, a tenth of an acre at Fisher State Park. Corky.
For the record, Corky Coleman. This is at Fisher State Park. It's right down the road, adjacent to or a neighbor of Bastrop State Park. It is a utility easement. In our effort to hook all the parks that we can to municipal wastewater plants, we're going to require the acquisition of an easement at Boucher. The location of the easement will be for approximately 50 by 125 foot, and once again it is to connect to Smithfield Municipal Wastewater System. There was the end of the arrow on the west side of the boundary shows you the approximate location of where the easement will be. It's going to be the neighbor is less than friendly with the park, so it might be a difficult negotiation. He has said that he would grant us one. It's in our best interest, is what I understand from the infrastructure project manager. It will save us hundreds of thousands of dollars hooking to that. So what it's going to cost us right now is an unknown.
If the neighbor is unreasonable in his or her or its demands, do we have the ability to use the condemnation process to set a fair price for the easement or not?
We as an agency don't go there. That's my understanding. I have a feeling that the gentleman. I have a feeling he'll work with us, but
you might want to get a new chairman before you do all that. Well, we'll make sure everybody has your address.
I'm confident we can work out a deal that would be beneficial to us and satisfy him, because he doesn't need the money. But I am confident we'll work a deal with him that will work for us.
Okay, any comments or questions? All right, I'll place this item on the Thursday Commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. Number five, acceptance of land donation in Hidalgo County, 1 acre. Romina, is that how you pronounce it?
I was hoping you'd tell me how.
And Chipotle units of the Los Palomas Wildlife Corp.
This is down in Hidalgo County and has to do with a couple of units of the Los Palomas Wildlife Management Area in Valley, as you see there. This it's an approximate 1 acre donation. If you see the little triangle, that's how the donation track lies in relationship to the other units, or the units of the Los Palomas. Here's a little close-up. What it is that we had an agreement with the previous landowner forever to... You see the road on the pasture to the to the west or the left of the track. It runs through that triangle into the other field. And Bell Partners used that. The person, the gentleman that bought the track that runs from that yellow triangle south bought it. He's a sand and gravel operator, and he collects sand off the southern part of that. He didn't really have any use for it. When we asked for permission to use that road, he said he'd give us the acre or give us enough land to cover that road. Essentially, I guess, to get it off the tax roll because he has no use for it.
Any questions, comments? All right, I'll place this item on the first agenda for the comments. Chairman Holton's committee has completed this.
You're much faster than this.
I know that.
Okay. As I said, there's no executive session scheduled for today. We'll recess for lunch at this time. This is time of noon, right about noon. And then after lunch, we will convene the Finance Committee.